So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. According to Chippewa City descendant Michael Morrison, the first burial plots in Chippewa City were located below St. Francis Xavier Church, close to the lake. As the population grew, so did the need for a larger cemetery, and the original graves were moved to a new location, 1/2 mile northeast of the church. In 1892, Martel and Therese Anacquat procured a warranty deed for 1/2 acre of land, now known as the Old Cemetery, which served as the place of burial for the Chippewa City people until 1926. Jim Whipson lived in Chippewa City as a child.
It was a sad situation when somebody died, and they always took the coffin into this Chippewa City church. And after the services, they carried the coffin and they put it in the back of a little pickup truck or something or whatever they had, and they just go slowly up to the old cemetery, and people would follow the truck, and then the church bell would keep ringing, and the church bell would ring till after all the burial is done with. And when I was a child, I used to feel so sad hearing that church bell ring.
Dorothy Johansson, daughter of Bill Droulard.
When he died, my dad would get there and told him that. They said he pulled the string and hold it, or the rope and hold it, and then let it go.
Grand Portage band member Mary Jane Hendrickson remembers attending funerals at Chippewa City.
When somebody died in Grand Marais, last time I met there was when Steve Zimmerman died. And my mother and dad had good voices, and they'd sing these songs all night. At midnight, they'd cook this big meal, and everybody sitting in them would eat. And that's where I come in. My mother always said, when they're through eating, you get in there and you help the people wash dishes.
By 1926, the old cemetery plots were filled, and land for the new cemetery was donated by Klaus Munker, one of the few non-Indian people to live in Chippewa City. Dorothy Johansson.
They have the old cemetery and then they have the new cemetery. My dad was a grave digger. And someone had passed away and my dad said he dug a grave right into a rock box. So he'd dig somewhere else and run into a rock box. And he did that for quite a while, so, because that's how we got the new cemetery.
The new cemetery is still used today by descendants of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa families. Vivian Waltz.
That's where my grandma was buried too, Grandma Dular, Grandma Zimina. And I have a couple brothers there. I have one son buried there. You know, it's horrid. It used to have on the west or east side of that road that goes up to the cemetery now, there used to be those crypts, like white crypts, but they've all disappeared.
According to many people with family there, the cemetery once looked very different than it does today. Dorothy Johansson.
That old cemetery used to have a great big cross, and they used to have the houses, and they used to have the cribs, and somebody told me the Boy Scouts went up there and cleaned it. Well, why did they haul everything away, why didn't they repair the houses and repair the creek instead of turning it all down? So you walk up there now, you don't know where anybody is.
Jim Whipson.
I went to see it, that old cemetery, one time I looked in there. I was looking for my brother's grave, and I couldn't find it because they didn't no mark on it. That's one thing about it. I wish they would do something about that cemetery, but I guess they never will. You know, figure out who's who and where they're buried at, you know. You go in there now, you just can't find nothing. It's really sad. I don't even know where my brother's buried.
The loss of markers and cribs was part of a cleanup effort in 1958, when many of the grave markers were disposed of. This, along with the encroachment of the cemetery boundaries, continues to be a cause for concern. To quote Gladys Beckwith of Grand Marais, "A lot of people were mad when they took and tore those things down, because after all, they were history." This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacy Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Archived interviews courtesy of the producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.